Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is impact drift. By the way, if you have somehow managed to miss the first two installments of my new live series where I'm talking about my work in progress book, do make sure to listen till the end of this episode where I tell you where to sign up and get notified about the next sessions. Thank you, and now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Impact drift. I once worked with a company where the CTO came up to me and told me, we have this group that seems to have been delivering bad things for over a year now. And when I say bad things, I'm not saying that their quality was problematic, but that what they were delivering was pretty much always not what the stakeholders, the business people, the product people actually wanted. It seemed like the team was putting too much effort into all sorts of auxiliary features and tech infrastructure and not focusing on what actually delivers value. And even when they were delivering new features, they were always seeming to do it from a point of view that isn't exactly in alignment with what the company wants. So the features that would be most polished weren't those that were most important to the business part of the company. Or they would spend a lot of time honing edge cases that in code, in theory, might happen because every if has an else. But when it comes to practicality, how the business will actually look like, this is not something that will happen for months. So why are you spending time on that? You know, that sort of stuff. And unfortunately, what happened there, what I remember, is that even though the director managing that group was experienced, talented, smart, even though that team, when it comes to tech mastery, was the best in the company because they were delivering an edge others weren't when it came to processes and tech advancements, because of this drift between what the business needed and what this group delivered, that director eventually had no more trust in the company, especially when it came to the business people. They simply could not rely on him. And this was addressed too late, and therefore the gap that was created was no longer a gap. It was a chasm, and it couldn't be bridged, not at least fast enough for what the company needed, and they had to part ways. This is precisely what I call impact drift, where you have talented people, smart people, who are capable of doing innovative work, fast work, but seem to not be doing what you need them to do. How they view impact and how the business view impact is no longer in alignment, and therefore they start doing things that might for them look like they're making progress. And it doesn't look like they're, you know, sitting idly doing nothing. They're always busy. But what they're producing is not worth this time and this investment. And when this impact drift happens, I usually say that the culprit is not the manager or the team itself, at least not solely. In this case, it was this director that had to leave. But I do not blame him entirely. At least half of the blame should go to the rest of the leaders around him, his boss, the product people who were working with him, and even the stakeholders. And you know why? Because this feedback should have been delivered more concisely a lot sooner. There's no reason to sit on something like this for over a year till everyone is fed up. Further, when this drift happens, it means that there is someone who is misaligned and you have to create this alignment. It is very rarely that spontaneously, out of the blue, a team that is going in the wrong direction realizes that and changes course immediately to the right path. They need guidance. They need to be told, hey, why are you doing that? Or here's some more context so you see why I, the product person, for example, don't view what you're doing right now as very productive. We need to create these sorts of conversations. And when you let a team to just deliver things and you never have retrospectives with the business people, you never have impact retrospectives that tie everything up and show them, hey, the features you've worked on this quarter, what have they achieved? When you're not doing this, what can you do? You're getting my drift? they, unless they are very, very self-conscious and they see what's going on, they are going to feel like this is just the way things are done in the company. They're not getting a bunch of feedback, but they're taking silence for agreement. As long as no one tells them they're doing something wrong, they're going to keep on in that same direction. And that's how you waste so much time. All the companies right now, they're doing layoffs and saying they don't feel like it's going to hurt what they're delivering too much. They are exactly these companies that let teams do things that don't make sense for too long. And now, rather than having corrected it a while earlier and ensuring that they're getting a bunch more impact, they're just now stopping it in the laziest way as a leader, which is just to say, we're cutting this team. So if you're spotting an impact drift, don't just blame that engineering manager. Don't just blame those ICs who are enamored with the technology. Look around for your role in this, the role of the product people around them, the role of their peers, and start digging so you find what's causing the misalignment and you get the impact that you want. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, and it's where you're going to find out about the next installment of my live series. I record them for me to view the questions because it helps me with the book, but I'm not sharing the recordings. And if you're having some FOMO right now, you should join us next time. You're not going to be able to ask me questions live anywhere else for free, so why not try it? That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. Talk soon.